This is the other end of the story. This is looking at an application that is consuming a camera and the troubles we had with it. This, have I got this switched on? Maybe? Light's green. So the troubles we had interfacing to the APIs, and yeah, I have a sub-conclusion, which was that Plan 9 had the right idea. So I'm Tim Panton. I'm the CTO at pi.pe, GmbH, Pipe, and we license a WebRTC stack for small cameras, and some of them move, some of them don't, that's a baby monitor, but some of them move quite quickly. This is actually the subject of the talk. I don't know if you can see it up in the top corner there, but it's a camera that's mounted in a race car over the driver's shoulder so that the driver can be helped by the pit crew. So it's a real-time video from behind the driver's shoulder, looking out over the track, but also what the driver's doing, back to the pit crew. So we're interested in low latency, high quality video over 5 or 10 kilometers. I mean, so we're not talking thousands of miles, but a distance. And so we use 5G for that. But I'm not really going to talk about much of that, except that that's the context of it. Oh, and by the way, that's what it looks like. So I'm not really going to talk about a lot of that. What I'm interested in talking about is the bit between the camera and our software, how that interface hooks together. Just to give you the full picture, we have an ARM SBC sitting there running Linux with our software sitting there doing the WebRTC piece and some smart stuff about bandwidth management and various other security things and whatever else, monitoring some sensors and stuff like that. But it needs to get the key thing is it needs to get the camera data. And so this talk's kind of about how we did that and the history of how we've walked through that. So the first thing is like a lab prototype to see whether we could make this work at all. And what we did, which is what you do with any video project like this, is you start off with GStreamer. You put a GStreamer pipeline together and you kind of get something to vaguely work. And that's what we did. And so basically what we did is we took the V4L2 cam source and encoded it to H.264, packetized it to RTP, all in GStreamer, and then sent that to those RTP packets to localhost, which we then picked up in our WebRTC stack, did stuff, magic stuff with them, and then sent them out over the wire. And this actually worked. I mean, it's simple. Like, it's a really simple setup. And one of the nice things about it is that, like, the video bit is well isolated from our stuff in the WebRTC stack, and it worked really well in the lab. But the moment you get it out onto a real network with packet loss and variable bit rates and stuff like that, it failed miserably. And basically, what you want to be able to in order to get anything, you had to keep sending keyframes, which reduces what you get in terms of the performance. So I want to say a little word about like isolation, what I mean about the separation. So there's like kind of essentially three sorts of isolation I'm talking about there. We're talking about process isolation. So is it running a separate process? Does my In fact, Java process, does it have to care about what's happening in the video, low-level video APIs? And it's really nice if they don't, because then the threading gets a lot easier and stuff like that. The second piece of isolation is about memory. Are they sharing memory? Is there a security risk between, like, sending data between these two things? Is it something I need to worry about? And then the third piece is license isolation. And this is actually, in our particular case, we have potentially have some proprietary algorithms sitting in the Java doing stuff that maybe the car manufacturers have told us about. And we can't leak that out into open source, although we want as much of the stack as possible to be open source. So we need to be able to understand what the license isolation is. And that's not always possible. So all of these things are really desirable, right? So next step is, okay, so let's generate full frames. Let's be able to control generating full frames and control the bit rate, so we can manage the bit rate of on the encoder. So we went off and found a nice open source project for the Raspberry Pi, which managed the camera and did all that. And it's another GStreamer